What kind of person was Jim Anderson?
Jim Anderson was just an extraordinary person in that he was very talkative, very knowledgeable, very personable, had worked in civil rights, and had also worked for the dining car cooks and waiters union. And for the union, he had to negotiate contracts. And he always said that he was well aware of the fact that he represented those people, the union workers, and that therefore he had to speak politely, respectfully, and in such a way that when the company bosses talked with him, he would not bring about resentment against the workers.
Now, was that the Pullman?
Yes.
The Pullman, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. How long did he do that?
I don't really know, because he had said that he'd sort of made a vow to himself when he had come up here one time. I think he couldn't even eat in the bus station, that if he ever made a change, he was coming to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So at that time, there was a very active NAACP here. Reverend Bennett was president of the NAACP. Our Charles Keller, you know about Charles Keller, the attorney, was very active in it. And Reverend Bennett, Charles Keller, Bob Bailey, quite a few other people, and Jim just had something exciting going in the NAACP. And that Easter that I came up because Martin Luther King gave the banquet speech for the NAACP.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that banquet.
It was in the convention center. At that time, it was in the rotunda. They put everything up they needed, you know, the tables, the chairs, etc., etc. And I was not used to being so close to all of the, shall I say, celebrities or important people. My big surprise was that Martin Luther King was introduced by then Governor Grant Sawyer. He had come down for the occasion, and it was just thrilling.
Wow. Do you happen to remember anything said that night?
Any of course not.
Do you remember Grant Sawyer? Do you remember anyone else in the audience who helped put this affair together? Did Jim help put it together?
Jim, and then the Fitzgeralds were here. Sarah Ann Knight was here. I can't think of the names, but everyone who was active in the NAACP cooperated.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Jim tell you about the atmosphere in Las Vegas in 1964, racial atmosphere?
It was exceedingly prejudiced, and the big thing that we were concerned about was the job prejudice. But also about that time, there was a law being passed in Washington, D.C., about equal employment. And we remember that, I'll think of his name in a minute, he was our senator. I'll think of it.
Okay.
Anyway, his was the vote that brought about cloture, that brought about them stopping debating and voting in the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And I saw him some years later, and I got to tell him how we remembered that vote for cloture. Mm-hmm. The big problem here was jobs. And black people could get jobs and mainly through the Culinary Union, a few through the Teamsters.